You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot, starring Mike Wilmot and Phil Watkinson.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Mike. Oh, now
I
see,
like this is the that's, new direction.
That's professional.
We had a...
Now we're nailing.
Everyone should know, we got together earlier today.
Yep.
And we talked about how we can make this show just a little more professional. So that's...
Well, it's been a great week.
That's Jerry Reed and Ted Atkins.
Ted Atkins, that's it.
So if we're not professional, just by having that kind of professionalism in our show,
yeah,
it's like the salt and pepper to our tapioca.
Yeah. No, well, salt and pepper were the guys that did Let's Talk About Sex.
Baby.
Let's talk about sex.
No, okay.
Baby. Let's talk about Zen, baby. Let's talk about Zen, baby.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on.
Because I don't know...
I don't know if we want to keep that in the show from now on, but
what?
We do have the chime.
The chime is what makes it the thing, Mike.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, the thing. The chimes is what gives it the zing.
I thought like
you
I
You ain't
I said,
got a thing.
I thought, like I said earlier today.
You ain't got that chimes. That
the show is basically,
You never listen to me. Like I was making a joke.
Once again, it's called Zen with Mike Wilmot. You're not even using your real name. So, much of a part do you want?
Well,
clearly you're making a statement.
At least
you're
I like you to listen to me.
Well, okay,
talking.
Go. Okay, go.
No,
go.
No.
You want me to listen?
It was a joke. I was making a little joke.
Okay.
So anyway, what were you saying? Something.
I forgot now.
Something about Zen.
No. About the chimes.
Oh right. We might.
We might get rid of that whole angle.
I don't know. I think the chimes are.
Maybe it's just that they're sort of annoying. Like
that's
we need like a lower some kind of calming.
Oh, like a whale sound or something.
No, that's not calming. I don't that know how people think that's calming.
Whales are very calm.
What if they're screaming? What if all they're doing is you're murdering us?
I don't belong underwater.
Yeah. We were driven back into the ocean by you bastards.
I keep trying to get out.
We would have been giants.
To poke a hole in my head. Just
look at our fins are just big hands covered in. That's me.
You didn't take it too far, Mike. You're wonderful. You are the star of this episode.
All of the episodes. Again, Zen with Mike Wilmot. Zen with Phil.
Watkinson.
Tomplin. What? Watkins?
There's two of us here.
I know there is.
I've actually got this. I was listening to because I was researching Zen this week because of, to enlighten
you were
people.
In Turkey.
I was yes, in, and I was. They do a lot of Zen in Turkey.
Oh, they don't seem to. Not according to the news.
Edit.
I know you won't edit.
I
you
will
don't
edit.
Even know how to edit.
We had
to start that twice just to get the sound of me.
How would you know I don't edit it? You haven't even listened to the podcast. We've had two number four hit podcasts, and you haven't even listened to the whole episode.
I listen a bit.
No, you don't. You sit there and go, you know what you said? You said, I listen when we're doing it. And you know how I know that? Because I was recording us earlier when we were having coffee talking about it. I've actually got you saying it earlier. I'm going to edit this. Here it is. Here's you earlier saying you listen to it when you do it.
I doubt you're going to be able
stop
to do
it. Stop just so I can edit it.
No.
But if I do a promo for the second episode this week, on Monday I'll say we've got new episodes.
I think that's the weakest of our two. There, it had to
you
be. It had to be said.
You don't even listen to them.
So
how do you know?
I sort of listen when I'm doing it. Sort of, in a weird way.
You're sculpting.
I'm listening right
you're
now.
Sculpting
I'm
it
listening
as you...
right now. No.
You can't remember your
it's
name.
More like
half
pollock.
The time.
It's more like pollock. It's not sculpting. It's more like I'm vomiting on canvas. I can't. But first off.
Okay, see, now what I'm going to do is just pretend that
I was sitting by the coffee maker. How are you going to get anything out of that?
That's no way to talk about the guy. He's more than just a coffee maker.
Not
he runs
fella.
A cafe.
Not the fella, the machine.
So I was researching Zen, and I found
so
this...
So you actually filmed, or
I
not
found,
filmed,
I found
you
this album.
Our talk this afternoon, our getting ready to be professional talk?
No, I told you I was going to maybe record some off podcast stuff.
You said you were going to record me all 24/7 all day and just take out the good
Can you
bits.
Imagine? No, just put it on a stream. Life with Mike Wilmot.
First off,
Life with Mike Wilmot. Just have you moaning.
I also like to explain.
Most of it would just be you sitting in
for
silence
the poor
drinking,
bastard that's
watching.
Right now, who's actually looking for Zen with Mike Wilmot. Didn't know Phil was going to put it in the self-help
it's
category. And so if you're out there and you're looking for Zen, this is just a one off. This is a one trick pony.
You need to have a
one trick pony with Mike Wilmot.
So anyway, Mike, I was listening. I found this album called Podtune, which is an album made of whales. It's the first human whale collaborative album where the whale songs, they've taken the whale songs. Now, whales sometimes sing for up to 19 hours. The songs are really long. Like, and they know that they've recorded them, 19 hours of a song. And they know because as soon as they're finished, they repeat them and they found them. So they know that the songs are that long.
Sort of like that album that goes on forever. Remember that Sting. Thick as a Brick?
What's Thick as a Brick?
Wasn't it Thick as a Brick?
Is there an album that goes
Rock and Roll Flautist? What were they called? Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull.
And it was like a one hour. It went on forever.
Really?
And ever. Yeah.
I'm gonna get that. Should we put it on at the end of the?
What do you know? That's supposed to be a surprise. We don't know. We'll mention many songs, and they won't even know.
Prism. It will be a surprise.
Prism. I don't even know the song.
Prism. Spaceship Superstar.
Laser beam guitar. You know, you're just putting things together.
No, I'm not.
No, not you.
Remember
Prism.
Remember that? Oh, yeah, they were just
laser beam guitar. I don't even know how that would.
Yeah, but they were.
How would you play a laser beam?
They were doing
guitar?
A Bowie kind of spaceman thing.
Yeah, a lot of crap.
There's a lot of that spaceman-y stuff, which we're gonna have again because the Chinese are going to Mars.
You made it sound like a Jackie Gleason threat. The Chinese are going to go to Mars, Alice!
One of these days. Say ping. Edit. Okay, listen. Have you heard... Okay, I asked you last week, after the podcast was over, do you remember a Canadian band called Sweeney Todd?
Yes.
Sweeney Todd, right?
Yes, I do.
And there's a song called Roxy Roller, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to play a little bit of it for you now. This is Roxy Roller by Sweeney Todd, right?
Right.
Now, it's got a very famous Canadian artist in it. 15 years old. This one and only album he did.
One and only?
With this band.
Oh.
And he's gone on to be one of the biggest Canadian stars. Who can,
Is this the singer?
He's 15 years old.
All right.
Bubble gum on her knee, Mike.
I know. I don't know, though.
Okay, well, but just listen. See if you can guess. It's obvious.
It's Leonard Cohen.
It's
at a very young...
Nailed it in one. Leonard Cohen. That was his first album.
And that was what broke him. He was right into the breath.
Here we go. Ready? Here, listen. Rocks him! Roller. Okay. Do you recognize it?
No, I've said no. This is the new...
I just spat coffee all over my computer. Good. Yeah, and all over my shirt. Made me laugh.
Good.
I have to go and get a cloth.
I don't like the direction show is going in.
Shut up, Mike.
You're turning it into a game show. You name that tune. Leonard Cohen, next. My God, then you spill coffee all over your computer. This is ridiculous.
This could ruin the podcast, Mike.
What?
If
you keep doing Name That Tune, that's going to...
No, the reason I brought it up is because it was Bryan Adams. That was Bryan Adams. And if there might be some the odd person who's into Zen who also listens to Bryan Adams. Because I reckon the two of...
I think Zen is the opposite of Bryan Adams.
What are you talking about? Of course... Oh, no, I got coffee on the contract. Okay.
All right.
Coffee on the cone. What do you mean Zen is the opposite of Brian?
I'm just filling space with noise. That's all I'm doing.
You know what,
that's
Mike?
Why I'm here.
I could quote you on that.
You don't have to. I've fill space with noise.
So tell us a funny story. Another one of your hilarious.
Nope. New
tales.
Direction.
What?
New direction along with that like bluegrassy feel off the top.
You like the bluegrass.
I like a little bluegrass.
Should we start again?
Yes, please.
Just hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start again.
Start again.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot and Phil Watkinson.
Already, you're changing the name of the show.
What?
Now you're bringing in more music. You've added your pretend name. You're walking all over me. Do it again. From the beginning.
What?
I don't like this new direction. Okay.
Hold on. Here we go. You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmont.
Yeah.
Mike Wilmont. I put an N in your name. You know people call you Wilmont?
Yeah, well,
not Wilmot, it's Wilmot, L-O-T.
Yeah,
like Lot,
it's
like the guy whose wife turned to stone.
There's a website of the Wilmots who put it together, and that's the number one complaint, is the N in Wilmot. That's an actual website.
That's the number one complaint about Wilmots?
Well, they don't know me.
Yeah, exactly. Because that can't be the number one complaint. So, okay, so now you're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
There you go.
So the idea of...
What triggered the idea of the Jerry Reed number for our intro?
Because it's called Breakdown. Jerry's Breakdown.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a Zen, if you're into Zen, you want a breakdown. Oh, similar to last week, I had I'm a Believer. There's a... What do you think? I just put it on randomly?
Yes.
What do you think?
It comes off that way.
I thought, I know, let's begin the begin. You know, like, let's put on whatever, random.
Begin the begin. Well, that was the one we never even aired. That was the one when you had these...
I put it on. I actually thought this might be quite a nice thin intro.
Beautiful song.
It is. You're listening to...
No, but you need to...
Zen.
No, the Artie Shaw one's better.
That is the Artie Shaw one.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it isn't. It is.
Artie Shaw, Hank Jones, and Tommy Porter from the Swinging from the Gatsby.
Oh, this is when he's older. You should do the 30s one.
I've got the 30s one.
Let's go back to Jerry.
Why are you trying to ruin your own podcast, Mike?
It isn't my podcast.
You are.
I'm
podcast.
Being used.
It's called Zen with Mike Wilmot.
See, tables are turned. Look
no,
who's
they
losing
have
it now.
Tables.
Look
I've
who's losing
it
now.
I'm not losing it.
You lost
I'm
it.
I'm not losing
you
it.
Never had it.
So I was listening to this album of a pod of whale music, and I thought it'd be interesting to maybe discuss whether you think that whales are sentient.
Well, we made that joke earlier. Remember how what? They were screaming, "You're killing us! You're killing us!"
I know, but if I meant for real, Mike.
Oh, what?
Like though it's all fine and well.
So you
making,
want me to listen to 19
a comedy.
Hours of whale music
yes.
and then give you an answer?
Yes.
Okay, next week you'll get your answer.
No, really. Next, I'm going to play you.
As soon as this podcast is over, you click on 19 Hours of Whale Music. I'll tell you what I think.
19 Hours of Whale Music or Jethro Tull's. What was the album called?
Thick as a Brick.
Thick as a Brick.
I think it was called. Thick
you know
as
what?
A
Thick as a Brick kind of suits your podcast.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it could actually make sense to call it that.
Well, are you saying I'm a thick
no,
as a
no. Oh God, I would never do that. It's about Zen.
Zen
about
is
finding a place of Zen, like finding a thickness to your brickness.
I tell you,
find some thickness to your
marijuana. There's your Zen.
Yeah, was that what it does for you?
I don't know. I don't smoke the stuff.
No, no, of course not.
No,
not publicly.
No, never
not
publicly,
all.
And only in Colorado where it's legal.
Where it's legal. And it's going to be legal in Canada as well.
Yeah, sort of is.
We know?
Sort of is.
It is anyway.
Sort of is.
Well, I mean, the Prime Minister smokes.
Yeah, dope, and sort of it is dad.
Yeah.
Apparently,
exactly.
the Parliament reeked of a pot when the Stones were over and Margie was sleeping with them.
Can you imagine? I wish he was banging them.
Well, a few of them, apparently.
Yeah.
She also flashed her vajayjay at Studio 54, apparently. Of course, I could have made this
all
up.
No, someone made it up. I bet she did.
Lou Rawls
apparently, said it?
No, she flashed Lou Rawls at Studio 54. Or was it, no, 55, next door. It was next door. No, that's why no one knew.
No
it was
one
a
knew.
Pizza place.
Do you think she was Zen? Do you think, I actually thought Pierre Trudeau was quite Zen-like.
Well,
Pierre Trudeau being the Canadian Prime Minister, for those who aren't au fait to Canadian politics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was the guy who quite famously gave the finger to the press.
And he said fuddle duddle, which was pretty raw back
pretty raw,
then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
fuddle,
way before people were grabbing
fuddle
pussy.
Fuddle duddle.
Yeah, like, yeah. Remember fuddle duddle?
You
T-shirts. Fuddle duddle. You know, the word he was thinking of. That, he
Jesus.
Got in trouble for that, but then he turned it around into it probably got him reelected.
Fuddle duddle.
I remember this. Everyone was wearing T-shirts that said fuddle duddle.
Fuddle duddle. I know. So it made it kind of public.
And just funny. Show me. Was the other one? I'll show you or something like that. But the PLQ. You can't send the army into Quebec.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Can't I?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Something. I don't know. What he said.
Sure.
I'll show you.
So
how.
All 10 of them got in a van
yeah,
and drove across
it.
The border.
Beat the living fuck out of those PLQ
so, bastards. Some guy
shooting that Laporte guy. I don't
shooting.
I mean, it was something Laporte. He was a lawyer, and they.
Oh yeah.
They found
yeah,
in the
sure.
back of a. Trunk with a bullet in his head. And I was convinced as a child they were hiding in my basement. I had to make my mother go downstairs to make sure that the PLQ
were not,
that just killed Pierre Laporte weren't in the furnace room.
What, they're going to come after you, Mike Wilmot?
Why not? Why not go?
You're next.
I'm next.
You were kind of not anti-French.
I've always been.
Are you anti-French?
No. I've always thought terrorists were after me, even when I was 8.
Wow. So have you been to the Middle East? Have you given to the gigs in Dubai?
People didn't do nothing. I was really disappointed. They couldn't care less, apparently.
So there's more of a chance of terrorism in the beaches in Toronto than there is in Dubai.
No, it turns out I was just an idiot kid. I'm not a very bright adult. I was an idiot kid. That's what idiot kids don't necessarily become idiot adults. Idiot kids become remarkably slow adults.
Remarkably slow. Yeah. When unremarkably slow.
When you're this slow, it's remarkable.
Yeah, well, when you're this slow.
You know, I found out I was colorblind when I was 45.
How did you know that?
I went to art school.
They never told you?
No, everyone used to say, we love your...
He's got an amazing choice of colors.
Your unique choice of colors. Wow, I thought it was like what everything looked like. But that's a special kind of dumb.
That is a real kind of... Well, no, it's not. That's a condition.
Like, you look at a rainbow and you think, what's the big whoop?
Well, what do you see a rainbow? Just black.
No, black. Phil, black. Yeah, it's just black.
Black rainbow.
I'm blind. It turns out I'm just blind. I didn't know. It's not just colors. It's shapes. And yes, I'm full on blind. Oh, God, I hate this. Every time
you're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
It's like waterboarding.
It's not like waterboarding. It's like surfboarding.
Are you looking at the time now?
I'm looking at the time. I just think that felt like the runout point.
What, really?
Yeah, like
it can't be.
Yeah, I think we've done enough.
No,
that we've done enough.
We have Brian Adams. We have Prism.
I know, but don't run through it all again.
Well,
whatever song I put on now, you're going to go, well, we heard it already.
I know a song you put at the end. Who was that French heartthrob? Young guy who was like the Donny Osmond to the French Canada. Who was that dude? Remember that guy?
Oh, Leif Erikson.
No. I'm going
to... What guy?
Next week, we're going to figure that out.
Oh, well,
he was a heartthrob.
Can we try and end on something good?
No, not this time.